Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, listener voicemails, ones that can actually make the air. Those are coming up. Joe O, Sammy P. Thank you, Chris Felica, for hanging out on the show. We're going to talk about some futures. All right, Sam, we kind of spelled this out. Last week, Eagles win. They're a slight favorite. Everybody was on them. The public, at least, was. You had Mahomes as a dog. By the way, it's happened twice now in his career. He's been a home dog. And he lost both of them, did not cover either of them now. Huge sample size there. But we said, what if the Chiefs are 0-2? We kind of want the Chiefs to be 0-2 so we can bet them to win the West. Now, last night, the Chargers go out and they take care of business against the Raiders, which was never really in doubt. So the Chargers off to a 2-0 start. They win in Brazil. They come back. They get a divisional win against the Raiders. Now, some books have them as an odds-on favorite. BetMGM has the Chargers as a plus 110 division favorite. Broncos lose a tough game. They're 3-1. Win week one, close game. Lose week two. There are the Chiefs. The highest number I see is plus 300. I told you before the season, hey, in a couple weeks, you can get the Chiefs at 3-1 to win the division. I think everybody's jumping on it, but the situation has certainly changed without Worthy and without this offense having any explosive plays here. So 3-1, 3-1. Willing to bite or thinking?
Thinking, for sure. I was hoping to get 10-1 to win the AFC. That's not going to happen. Best number I see on that is 7. I'm thinking anything you're doing with Kansas City has to be down the road stuff. It's not necessarily a week to week thing. Like, I don't get excited to lay 6 with them on the road against the Giants. I don't. But when you think about the Chiefs as currently constructed, it's not giving them the full benefit of the doubt because they don't have their two best receivers right now. So after the Rice suspension is over and after Worthy heals up, the offense looks a lot better. I mean, right now, Hollywood Brown is their number one receiver, and he's just not a number one on a good team, let alone a team that's supposed to contend for a Super Bowl. But when you bring back Rice and Worthy, it allows everybody to kind of go back into their intended roles. And then Kelce becomes the fourth option, technically. Now he's the second option. And because they have no passing weapons down the field, they can't run the ball. So there's no versatility to the offense. And you could see Andy Reid. I mean, I watched the game. Andy Reid is going down the menu trying to find anything that hits. And it's just not happening right now. But the schedule, I mean, after the first 2 weeks, the schedule is much easier over the next stretch. I mean, you know, you got Baltimore. Baltimore is not easier. But if you play the next, you know, play out the next 5 games, Giants, you should win. Jags are on there. They're going to win that one. And then you get the Raiders at home. the Lions game is going to be very interesting because by that point you got Worthy back. Rice has gone, what, six games? Is it six-game suspension?
I believe so.
So he'll miss that game too. So he comes back after the Lions game to take on the Raiders. But they could be 3-3 easily. So now you're 3-3, and what's that price, right? I look at – I don't know about the division because I had so many questions. When they actually put out the Chiefs at minus 110 to win the West, I thought that seems like a trap. In the summer, yeah, they had Chiefs minus 110, and they've been minus 150, minus 170. So for them to hang a minus 110, you knew something was up. And here we go. Now they're 253-1. I'm intrigued by the West. I like the playoff number. I mean, they're minus 190 to make the playoffs. I don't maybe want to lay that straight, but if you hook that with something else, let me build a parlay here while you talk. Chiefs to make the playoffs with something, and we alleviate the juice. They're going to make the playoffs. If they don't, I'll be shocked. And even at 0-2, they're minus 190 at BetMGM to make the playoffs.
Worthy should be back soon. He's been on the field trying to work his way back. So I don't think this is a long-term thing. However, after week six, I think we can make the case that they could be 2-4. You threw out the idea of 3-3. I think 2-4 because of Baltimore and Detroit on that schedule is certainly possible. That's the part that scares me. Are we starting to see it flip the other way? And what I'm talking about, one score games, we knew it was going to end. So it ended after 17 straight wins. Week one, one score loss. Week two, one score loss. So now they go 17 games without losing a one score game. And now they've just lost back to back one score games. Don't think they'll have a one score game on their hands against the Giants, as you mentioned, but certainly could against Baltimore. If they're 3-3, 2-4, is the number better than 3-1?
It depends. It really depends on what the Chargers do, right? I mean, if the Chargers start 5-0, 6-0, you know, you're going to be chasing 100%. That down the rabbit hole the entire season. Again, I don't know that they're going to win the West. I feel pretty good about them making the playoffs, though. And here I am at BetMGM and other books trying to parlay, like, Chiefs to make the playoffs and Ravens to win the division. They will not let me do that. They know better. They know better. I literally tried to do it at BetMGM and two other books, and I cannot do it. So I just checked bills. Ravens to win the North, Chiefs to make the playoffs. No, sir. No soup for you. Damn. They're on to you. They're on to you. You feel that good about Jared Goff going into Arrowhead and winning?
I'm not calling my shot. I'm just saying it's certainly possible.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, which Detroit team is going to show up? I have no idea. No idea. And week one, it was trash. Week two, it was a track meet. They kicked the crap out of the Bears. So what are they moving for? Are they just going to be a home team? Are they going to be a team you might want to go against on the road? Or did they just run into Green Bay, a team that's going to be the best in the NFC? I mean, maybe. So we're still trying to figure things out. I don't know that I completely trust Detroit yet. I think a lot of people say, told you so, bounce back at home. We all knew this was happening. I don't think it's quite that easy with Detroit.
So let me ask you the question about laying a price. And people that watch our show, listen to our show, know that we are not big juice people. We don't even feel good about laying 130. But at the right price, I'll lay something. I remember telling you when Jake Paul was fighting Tyson, like, Joe, minus 190 is, for me, is something I just have to do, and I have to do it a ton. Because I had a guy in Vegas tell me that the line should have been minus 1,000. But all the Tyson money kept running it down. Now, it's different because that's a boxing match and people love the dogs. But from a price standpoint, Jake Paul was minus 190 to beat Tyson. And look how that turned out. The Chiefs are minus 190 to make the playoffs, despite being 0-2. Is that a wager that you're even entertaining? I ask that because it's very difficult for me to envision in what's probably Travis Kelce's last year in the NFL, with the Mahomes magic and the ratings and T-Swift and all that comes with Kansas City. Are they really going to miss the playoffs? Like, I guess that's my question. Are you really going to bet the no on Kansas City to miss the playoffs right now.
Okay, let's go through this quickly. AFC East, are the Bills the only team that makes the playoffs in that division? I say yes. What say you?
Yeah. That's it. Just one.
AFC North, Ravens are winning it, but you have the Bengals 2-0. Steelers 1-1. Will either the Bengals or the Steelers make the wild card?
Let's give them two teams.
Two teams, okay.
The division, yeah.
Sure. So now we've got three with half the divisions. AFC South, what is
one.
This?
Probably one.
You're saying one. Okay, not Jaguars. Probably right. So if that's the case, now we've got four spots locked up. That leaves three for the West, which means it's a guarantee. It doesn't matter what happens. They're guaranteed to make it. Raiders are going to fall off.
Remember this number, and I want to preface this with how adamant we are that we should not be laying 190 every day. It's a rare occasion for me personally. But somebody will say, oh, the BetSwitz guys are talking about laying 190. There's a caveat to this. Number one, you get one of the best players in the history of the league on your side in Mahomes, and you have this love that the league has for this team. Mm-hmm. Number two, the market on this before the season, Kansas City was minus 700 to make the playoffs. We weren't telling you to bet minus 700, but in two games, they've gone from minus 700 to minus 190. That's a bargain. This is a bargain on Kansas City.
And you can't push it anymore because the Giants are next and they're winning that game. Or are they?
I don't think the Chiefs are going to lose to Russ and the Giants. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either. But I was just saying, like, this is the point. This is why we talk about futures during the week. Like, okay, we think there's a buy point right now, and this could be your only chance to get them at this price all season long. That's why we're suggesting it. It is six points. A couple 6.5s. There's a 5.5 available, but let's call it six Kansas City road favorites Sunday night at the G-Men.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know if Worthy's going to be out there, but he could.
Yeah, what's the money line price in the game? I mean, it's got to be Kansas City minus 300. So, you know, I feel like it's a very similar type wager where you're betting the Chiefs to either win on the money line or you're betting them to make the playoffs at minus 190. Like, that's the way I – yeah, okay, close enough. So Would you rather lay the Chiefs on the money line at minus 275 or the Chiefs to make the playoffs at minus 190? There are similar – strategies at play here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, playoffs. It's not a bad look. Good point on the price difference, $7 down to basically $2. So that's a decent look as well. The Colts are the favorite, but they're not an odds-on favorite when it comes to the division. Texans with an 0-2 start, man. That is the team. 2 weeks ago, oh, well, don't love the Texans, but it's Texans by default. And then the backup pick was the Jaguars. Nobody, and I mean nobody, was on the Colts. And now it's, oh, Daniel Jones did it again. Maybe this is like the Sam Darnold situation a year ago. And the coach just, offensively, they have a great season. Look at the impact we're seeing out of rookie tight end Tyler Warren. Rookie tight ends don't do this. This is why a tight end has never won the Offensive Rookie of the Year in the history of the league, because you don't see this impact. There's usually a big learning curve. It takes until year two, usually, when you see that impact from that position. Well, we're seeing it immediately from Warren, who was definitely the best tight end in college football with what he did at Penn State. Any thoughts on the South? Yes, we agree that the Colts should be favored, but I'm not telling you to go place that wager. I don't trust the Texans at all. I should probably be more in on the Colts, but I still think the Jaguars are just going to be a team that improves as the season moves on.
You've just finally seen the blueprint and the foundation come to fruition for Shane Steichen. You know, his first year, the Colts going 9-8, it's not his team. It's not his personality, not his style. Last year, they had a bunch of issues at quarterback. I mean, they were still trotting out Anthony Richardson at quarterback. And he definitely got in somebody's ear and said, this ain't it. So we need a quarterback that can be accurate, that can actually – here's an idea. Scan the field and deliver the ball. I mean, he was trying, but it wasn't his idea to start Anthony Richardson. That's an organizational decision. So it's very obvious what happened to me. He sat down with brass and said, look, this is not going to work. Get me a quarterback that can actually hit an open target and watch what we can do. And Daniel Jones isn't going to make Pro Bowls, and he's not going to win MVPs, but he can hit an open receiver, and Anthony Richardson could not do that. So what they've done, when Steichen got there, their O-line was good, now it's great. And they have one of the elite backs in the league in Jonathan Taylor, and you just need a quarterback that can provide balance by hitting receivers. It's not about throwing 50-yard passes for touchdowns. It's about allowing the run game to cook. And what you need to do that is a quarterback that can make a throw, that can hit an open target. They didn't have that at all last year and still won 8 games. So here you go. Yep. Got a veteran quarterback that can make throws. It changes the entire offense. This is a Shane Steichen team, and I believe
on it. On the other side, Gurch has some waiver wire tips for tonight. Get those selections in, and also we'll hear from you. We got voicemails that were left over the weekend. I've not heard them. Can't wait to hear them. Joe O, Sammy P, Will Brinson, top of the hour as well. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.